From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The 2018 Winter Olympic Games are underway amid extraordinary unity between the two Koreas. Athletes from South and North Korea marched behind the blue and white Korean unification flag. These fans were on hand for the opening ceremonies.
Great opening ceremony. It's going to be a fantastic event, and this evening was wonderful.
It was beautiful. It was perfect, and we're very glad we were here. Part of history. Amazing. History was made here tonight. It's fantastic. We're very glad.
VOA's Steve Herman was also at the event with Vice President Mike Pence.
Well, he was in the VIP box with the host, Moon Jae-in, the president of South Korea. And right next to the U.S. vice president was the prime minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe. And then if from where we could see that VIP box looking up from our seats in the stadium, a few meters away to the left of the U.S. vice president, were two North Korean officials, the ceremonial head of the government and Kim Jong-un's sister.
According to Vice President's office, there was no interaction between the U.S. vice president and the North Korean officials. The Winter Games are set to run through February the 25th. With President Donald Trump's signature, the U.S. government reopened on Friday after a short shutdown. Very early on Friday morning, the House of Representatives followed the Senate in passing the bill. The two-year budget deal will provide funding for defense and domestic programs. The U.S. government was shut down after midnight Friday when Congress missed a deadline to renew the federal government's funding. At least one person is dead, dozens wounded by a twin bombing inside of a mosque during Friday prayers in the eastern city of Benghazi on Friday. This is VOA News.